the 1953 That's Rich comedy, Rich becomes a lifeguard.
Richard E. Wilt lives in Hollywood, California, the fabulous entertainment capital of the world, where every aspiring young actor dreams of one break that will bring fame and fortune. Up to now, Rich hasn't had much luck, but he's determined to crack the world of show business. Right now, we find Rich and his neighbor friend, Hugh McHugh, on their way to the Panoramic Movie Studio.
See, Hugh, I can't thank you enough for driving me down to the studio today.
Rich, old friend? What's a friend for if he can't do a friendly friend a favor, friend?
Just the same, I hope you're keeping track of all the gas you're using. But when I get to be a big actor, I intend to pay you back. How much you figure I owe you so far?
$1,200. But don't you fret yourself none, Rich.
I won't. Say, Hugh, would you mind turning down through Beverly Hills here? I like to look at all the lavish homes of all the big stars. Now, you better take a left here, Hugh.
Man, this Beverly Hills is a swanky junction.
Yeah, sure is.
Sure to keep the streets clean.
Now, they don't bother to clean them here, Hugh. This is Beverly Hills. They just change the cement twice a week.
You sure do get off a wizard now and again.
Yeah.
Gee whiz, this Beverly Hills ain't like back home. Folks back home, you know, they used to think my daddy was a millionaire because he was the only one in Craig County with a kerosene alarm clock.
Well, this is studio just down the street. Gee, I hope I can get to see that producer, Eric Von Krum, today. If I can only get a small part in his new picture, the girl Susie sure be proud of me.
What time is your appointment with Von Krum, Rick?
Well, it isn't exactly the appointment. See, my roommate, Flash, set it up.
Uh-oh.
Seems Flash met a girl at a party who turned out to be the receptionist in Von Krum's outer office.
Uh-huh.
She's supposed to fix it up for me to see his secretary.
Uh-huh.
This Flash is a remarkable character.
Uh-huh.
He's going to come with us, but it's Friday, and that's his day at the unemployment office.
He sure has been going to that unemployment office for a long time.
Yeah. I didn't realize just how long it's been until last week when the office staff chipped in and presented him with a gold watch. I'll park right here, you. Yeah, I'm a little nervous, Hugh. Oh, look.
Well, I didn't want to bring it out, but, what in the name of sour apple butter did you ever get that scene?
Second-hand store. I told him it was the latest fad. Blue surgery with a conservative cut. Notice the narrow shoulders and the vent in the back.
Yeah, I just hate to say this, man, but, yeah, you look like a baseball umpire.
I do, Well, that explains it.
Explains what?
When I looked in the pockets, I found a baseball, a whisk broom, and a nasty letter from Leo DeRocher. I hope the fact that I'm wearing the latest style makes an impression on the producer. Well, here we are at the gate.
Say, Rich, I don't like to bring up a technicality, but if you don't have a bonny Friday appointment with the producer, how are you going to get by the gateman?
Shh, I'll think of something. Pardon me, sir, but I'd like to see, I'm Richard E. Wilt.
Say no more, son. I know who you are. Go right in.
Huh?
You don't have to tell me what part you're playing in Death in the Dugout. That umpire's uniform is a dead giveaway. Go right in, boys. They're shooting on stage 10.
Thanks so much, sir.
Man, this sure is a classy-looking building. I never been in no talking picture studio before. Hey, look at all them indoor plants going all about the place.
Yeah, if things get tough, they can always shoot a jungle picture in the hall. This is Von Krum's office over there. We'll go in and talk to his secretary.
Is there anything else, Mr. Von Krum?
No, that will be all, Miss Lynn. You get that letter off at once. Hmm? Do I have any other appointments?
No, sir.
No, good. Then I'll be leaving for a nice, quiet weekend. If anything important comes up, I can be reached at the Malibu Surf Club.
Oh, fine. The rest of you is good.
Yeah, well, I'll see you Monday, Miss Lynn.
Fine.
get back to you. Here comes Von Krell. Oh, Mr. Von Krell.
Yeah, what is it, boy?
Mr. Von Krell, I... Richard E. Wilkes, actor, songwriter, and all
man,
around.
Man, I'll tell you, he's funnier than Tennessee Ernie and Dizzy Arnaz put together.
Yes, sir. I'd like to be great in one of your pictures. If you have a minute, I'd like to show you a few of my routines. Guess this one here. Walk on the stage and the curtain is up and walk out and say, well, funny thing.
Cut. Yeah, I have no time to listen to you. And furthermore, I have no openings in my new picture. If I ever need a baseball umpire, I'm going to send for you.
Sir, just let me show you a few.
Cut.
The thing that I...
Cut. No, I'm very busy, man. I have no time for you right now. Why don't you take your chest protector and whisk broom and run along?
Hey, Rich. Here comes that guard, and I think he realizes you ain't no umpire.
Take off. Excuse me, Mr. Von Krell. I got to do a benefit in Eagle Rock. I'll check with you later.
How about a cup of coffee, Rich? You know, it might kind of cheer you up.
Thanks, you. I guess Susie's mother's right. I'll never amount to anything in show business.
Oh, now, Rich, come off it. Don't get discouraged. It takes time to become a big star. Well, most of them there movie people was knocking about for years before they got a break. Don't forget, Marilyn Monroe wasn't built in a day.
Just the same, you. I'm only kidding myself. I'm just not cut out for show business. I've been thinking it over for the past few weeks. I made up my mind to go back to Milwaukee.
Oh, come on, Rick.
Oh, I'm sorry, you. I made up my mind. I'm taking the 10 o'clock bus tonight.
Hi, chums. Greetings and salutations from your old friend and counselor, Flash Mitchell. Oh. Rich, where'd you get that hokey-looking suit?
Bought it? Why?
Pal, you look like an umpire at a mortician's picnic. Kidding. I've seen better looking losers and strike it rich.
Save the joke, will you, Flash? I'm not in the mood.
Well, what's wrong, pal?
Flash, may come as a shock to you, but I've decided to give up show business. It isn't for me.
Kid, tell me that you're joshing.
No. No, it's true. I've been beating my head against the stone walls.
Yeah. I know what's wrong, kid. I heard what happened in Von Krell's office today. I called Connie, his secretary, and she's quite fond of me, you know. She told me all about it. But when I heard Von Krell was going to be at the Malibu Surf Club for the weekend, I swooped into action and got you a booking there.
Flash, you mean it? Oh, that's wonderful. I've always wanted to work a big club like the Malibu. I'll open with my imitation of Eddie Cantor and Bobby Breen singing Saber Dance. I was a fast imitation of Jimmy Cagney playing the Cisco Kid. Okay, Jocko, you're the guy, I think. I fractured one of my impersonations of Mario Lanza singing Vesta La Juba while eating a pizza. Vesta!
Stop it already? This job doesn't exactly call for a comic. As a matter of fact, it's more in the administrative line.
Administrative?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, Flash?
Well, let me put it this way, pal. Starting tomorrow, you're the new lifeguard at the Malibu Surf Club.
Lifeguard? Oh, that's different. I thought you were going to...
Lifeguard? The only job open, and besides, I fixed it up so you not only get monogram bathing slippers, but I made them throw in a waterproof ukulele.
Flash, out of your mind? I can't even swim.
Don't worry about that, kid. We'll iron out the details later.
I can't swim. Flash, I'm sorry, I just can't go for any more of your crazy schemes.
Crazy scheme. What are you talking about? Is it a crazy scheme for you to be sitting around a swanky beach club hobnobbing with a big movie producer like Eric Von Krell? Lounging around informally with all the movie stars? Who knows? Maybe someday you'll rescue Jane Russell, Lana Turner, or some other celebrity.
In my luck, I'd end up with Sophie Tucker. I'd have to make it in two trips. Silly to talk about it, Flash. I can't swim.
Look, kid, will you...
I can't swim.
Will you don't worry about it, kid. The way I've got the contract written up, if anybody drowns, you can sue him.
I can sue them?
Sure.
Flash, how can you sign a contract for me? You're not my licensed agent.
Pal, remember the night I loaned you a pair of socks, and in return, you gave me power of attorney?
Now, it's no use, Flash. I'm not going to do it. Going down and pick up my bus ticket and then say goodbye to Susie.
Just a second. Oh, hi, Rick.
Hello, Susie.
Well, Rick, aren't you going to kiss me?
Yeah. Guess so.
You kissed me on the cheek. Don't you know where my lips are?
Same place as always, under your nose.
Rick, what's wrong with you? What's the matter?
Susie, you ought to forget me. Your mother's right. I'll never amount to anything.
Oh, Rick, don't say that.
No, I decided to give it all up and go back to Milwaukee. It'll be better for both of us. My bus leaves in 2 hours, so I'd better go start packing. This is goodbye, Susan.
Rick, come here, darling.
No, now.
Now, Rick, put your arms around me. Now, give me just one real kiss.
Well, okay. Susie?
Darling?
You think you could teach me to swim by tomorrow?
Rick, what are you talking about?
Well, it sounds kind of silly, but Flash got me a job starting tomorrow as a lifeguard at the Malibu Surf Club.
Well, what's so silly about that?
Just one thing. I can't swim.
But, Rich, the Malibu Surf Club? Well, that's where Mother and I are spending the weekend. Oh, Rick, it'd be just wonderful if you took that job. We could be at the beach together.
Yeah.
And just think of those nights on the beach. How we'd sit at the edge of the ocean and watch the waves roll in. And you know what's bound to happen when a fellow and a girl sit in the moonlight at the water's edge.
Yeah. Tide comes in, you get your socks wet.
Oh, Rick, you've just got to take that lifeguard job.
But I'm afraid of the water. I even get panicky going through a car wash.
Nonsense, Rick. I can teach you enough to get by.
You really think so, Susie?
Well, of course I can. And besides, the Malibu Surf Club caters to a lot of important people in show business. Why, you'll be able to make some wonderful contests. Now, Rick, I'm going to give you your first swimming lesson.
Here? Now?
We might as well get started. Now, lie right down there on the rug, and I'll teach you a simple stroke that's very easy to do. The Australian crawl. We'll get down on your stomach.
Like this?
Yeah, that's fine. Now, start kicking your feet and throw your arms outward.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it, Rick.
I got it.
Now you're getting it.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Mother. Susan, that thing on the floor, is that alive?
No, Mother, that's Rick.
Oh, hello, Miss Elwood. There you come in. Excuse me for not getting up. I was swimming.
Sorry, I didn't know you were going in today. I would have had the rug heated.
Mother, Rick has a job. He's a new lifeguard at the Malibu Surf Club.
Our Malibu Surf Club?
Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, heavens, I must call the president of the club immediately.
You going to put in a good word for him, Miss Selwood?
No, but if you're going to be the lifeguard, they might as well start draining the ocean now.
Don't worry, Miss Selwood. I'll make good.
Well, there better be a marked improvement by tomorrow.
Why tomorrow?
Because that's when the Malibu Surf Club is holding its annual swimming meet. And the lifeguards from all the important clubs compete for honors. And I might add that Malibu Surf Club hasn't lost the title for the past 7 years.
It looks like our Richard E. Wilt has gotten himself into pretty deep water. Now that he's agreed to Flash's plan of taking the job at the Malibu Surf Club, he finds himself in the unique position of being a non-swimming lifeguard. As we look in, we find Rich and his friend, Flash, in the locker room of the exclusive Malibu Surf Club.
Well, Rich boy, this sure is your lucky day, kid.
You could have fooled me. See, Flash, do I have to go through this ridiculous race? Why can't I just walk up to Von Krell and just talk to him?
Because he's taking a nap on the beach, and if you wake him up now, he's liable to be in a bad mood. Besides, I want him to see you in a bathing suit so you can impress him with your physique.
Think so?
Ah, sure, kid. Take off your shirt and let's see that chest of yours.
Okay. There you are.
Oh, boy. Is that hair on your chest, or did you stand too close to a chicken plucker?
No, Flash. Honest. That's hair on my chest. You must admit, they do make a lovely-looking couple.
Yeah. Well, kid, we're wasting time. You better get ready for the big race.
Flash, if I go through with the race, Von Krum will have to catch my act from the Catalina glass-bottom boat.
You got nothing to worry about, pal. There's no danger. I've covered every angle. Here, look. Just take a look at this stuff.
I've got check it over. Life jacket.
Sure, see?
Crash helmet. Uh-huh. Wait, what's this tent for?
That's no tent. It's a large-size bathing suit. I had to get a big size.
Big size? What for?
To cover your inner tube.
Inner tube? What? A lifeguard can't wear an inner tube.
Sure they can. Look, it says right here, right on it. Lifeguard inner tube. Right here.
Flash, I can't wear all this junk.
Look, when you don't argue, pal, put these swim fins on.
Swim fins? What are they for?
Only this. With these on your feet, you can't lose the race, pal. You'll go 8 times as fast as the other guys. You get it?
Oh, this whole thing is so silly. Can't we just go see Von Krum and go home?
Well, I don't...
Come on, Flash.
Hey, man. I just seen Von Krum.
Oh, Von who?
My voice is broke there.
Oh.
I seen him.
Is whoever it is he awake yet?
I think he is, but it's awful hard to tell them Hollywood producers.
Hey, Rich, where did you get that outfit? I don't know, but I think Flash hijacked a Salvation Army truck. Flash, how much time is it before the race?
Oh, about 15 minutes. Why?
If Von Krum's awake, I'm going to go talk to him before the race starts.
Oh, good luck, pal. I'll be watching. And when you've got him rolling, I'll swoop in and cinch the deal.
Oh, by the way, Rich, I almost forgot. Susie's waiting for you outside.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I'll see you guys later.
A kid.
Huh?
Better take off those swim fins. You're liable to stick to the floor.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Hi, Susie. Over here.
Rich, is that you?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't recognize you with all that paraphernalia.
I guess I do look kind of weird, but Flash's idea of safety. With all this stuff on, I feel like a non-scheduled wetback.
Rich, honey, I'm worried. Maybe it isn't a good idea for you to enter this race after all. I'm afraid something will happen to you.
I may not have to race. I'm on my way over to see Von Krum. I can sell him on putting me in a picture. I'll just forget the whole swimming routine.
Okay, honey. You run along and I'll talk to you later. Good luck, Lumpkins.
Thanks, Poutine. Say, Mr. Von Krum.
Ooh.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
But what kind of a get-up is there?
You don't understand. I'm Richard E. Wills. Remember me? I was in your office yesterday morning.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
I didn't recognize you without your unbiased uniform. With that outfit on, I thought you were a low-budget Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando? Funny you should mention that. I do a great imitation of Marlon Brando.
First, Robert Cutterbird. Let me your ears.
And, like that. Of course, you wonder why Stevie did all his pictures like The Man, Streetcar Named Desire, Julius Caesar, and The Wild One. I saved up my money so I could buy myself an adenoid operation.
Well, that's very good, my boy, very good. You just reminded me, you know, that I can use that type of character in my new picture, The Pirate Story.
You mean you can use me?
No, I think I get Marlon Brando.
See, Mr. Von Krell, isn't there some little part you could use me for?
No, please.
Just a little
boy. Don't bother me. Now, this sunburn I got that's killing me.
Yeah, I'm sorry about your sunburn, Mr. Von Krell. Can I help you on with your shirt?
Well, thank you, my boy, but please be careful. My back is killing me.
I'll be careful. Here you are, sir.
No, watch it. Watch it. Hey, you look at Rich. He's doing okay with Von Krell.
I think the time is about right to firm this deal, kid.
Oh, I don't know, man. Rich seems to be doing all right by himself. Why don't you leave that poor boy alone?
Are you joshing? Rich isn't qualified to handle a big deal like this. He may be the talent, but I'm the brains, buddy. You got to butter this guy up. Get a little chummy with him. I better move in fast. I'll see you later.
Thanks a lot for letting me talk to you, Mr. Von Krell. You sure and take care of that sunburn now.
Why, thank you, boy. You know, you are a pretty nice kid. Yeah, maybe after this pirate picture's finished, I'm going to let you talk to me again. I hate to intrude on this touching scene, but Eric, you old scoundrel.
Right, don't slap him on the back. You shouldn't have done that. He had a very bad sunburn.
Who is this blundering idiot?
Mr. Von Krell, this is my blundering idiot. I mean, my agent, Flash Mitchell.
The foolish, both of you idiots. Go away now. Stop bothering me.
Eric, I'm sorry, but we really have to be running along. Take care of that sunburn, old boy. Come on, Rich.
Nincompoop. Built my blister.
That's a shame, kid. That was really a tough break. Don't worry, I'll call him tomorrow and straighten the whole thing out.
Now, don't bother, Flash. No, you see, he didn't have anything for me anyway. He doesn't want a comedian. He's doing a story about pirates.
Pirate story, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't we see if old Flash can work into that?
Flash, I don't know what I'd do without you, but I'd sure like to try.
Kid, I just got only the greatest idea in the world.
Whatever it is, I'm against it.
Attention, please. Will all contestants for the lifeguard swimming race report to the starter's desk in 10 minutes?
Come on, pal, we gotta work fast. Okay, fellas, now here's the plan. Here's what we do. Von Krell is making a pirate story and wants a swashbuckling type guy, right?
I'm afraid you're right.
And we want to get Rich a part in the picture, right, Hugh?
I'm a Hugh, man.
All right. Now, wouldn't you say that a lifeguard who would kill a shark with his bare hands would be considered a swashbuckling hero?
Flash, I hope you're not ridiculous enough to think I'm going to tackle a live shark.
Don't be silly, kid. Do you think I jeopardize your life just to get you a part in the picture?
I think that's a fair assumption.
Seriously, fellas, here's what we do. You see, a little while ago, I spotted a kid on the beach with a big rubber shark. You see, one of those things? Now, I'll con the shark away from the kid, and just before the race, you here can sneak it out into the water and hide behind the float.
Are you sure we don't have to clear this plot with Abbott and Costello?
You got that, Hugh?
Check.
Okay. Now, during the race, when Rich and the other guys get halfway out to the float, you will let the rubber shark go, see? Then when everybody on the beach sees it, I'll start a panic.
And I swim out and kill the shark like a big swashbuckling hero, huh?
Check, kid, that's it. And the other guys will get scared and turn back. Oh, boy, when Von Krell sees that, Rich, you're in.
Sounds crazy, Flash, but I'll try it.
Attention, please. Will all contestants for the lifeguard swimming race report to the starting desk immediately?
Now, that's it, pal. Now, run back to the locker room and put on your swim fin.
Yes.
You go borrow that rubber shark from the kid, and I'll pick up a hunting knife for Rich to stick between his teeth when he spots the shark.
Boy, this is a lot of trouble to go through just to impress Von Krell.
Hurry up now, pal. You don't have much time.
Attention, please. The first event, the 1500 meter freestyle swim. In lane number one, from the Catalina Bay Club, wearing blue trunks, Whitey Swanson. In lane number two, from the Brentwood Yacht Club, wearing yellow trunks, Eddie Hennigan. In lane number three, from the Malibu Surf Club, wearing a khaki tent, Richard E. Wilkes.
Flash, I'm scared. Are you sure he can't sink?
Unless he runs over a nail.
Isn't there a simpler way to get Mr. Von Quelm other than this fake shark idea?
It's too late now, Susie. The race is going to start.
All right, boys. Take your mark. Get set.
Oh. Well, there we go.
Golly, those swim pins are sure making Rick go fast.
Sure are. He's only about 20 yards behind the other guy.
Did you get that mother shark out there all right?
Shh, not so loud, Susie. Somebody might hear you.
They're almost at the halfway mark.
Yeah, there it is. There's the shark now. Start yelling. Shark,
shark, I see it too, shark. Attention, swimmers, attention, swimmers. Return to the beach immediately. A shark has been sighted in the water.
This is terrible, terrible. Those other boys are coming back, but Wilkes is going for the shark. He'll be killed.
Don't worry about Rich, Mr. Von Krell. He's a real swashbuckler. And I might add, he'd be great in a pirate picture. You know what I mean, Eric, old kid?
Now look, he's attacking the shark with a knife. Such bravery.
Take that, you plastic shark, you. What if stuff is tough? Jeez. I wonder how kids manage to break him in 10 minutes after they get him.
Keep it up, Red. You're doing great.
Where are you?
I'm over here, behind the float.
I think I'm too pooped to pop the plastic.
Just give it a couple of hard jabs.
Okay.
Here goes. Yeah. Attaboy, Rich. You got it.
Yeah, but I also stabbed my inner tube.
Help! You help! Head on, Rich. I'm coming! Help!
Well, here we are on the beach, Rich. And here comes the crowd to give you a real hero's welcome.
Honey, I'm so glad you're safe.
Good job, kid. You were your swashbuckling best. I tell you, uh-oh, here comes Von Strom, and he's got that I-want-to-scar-you-in-a-picture look in his eye.
Huh? You know, where's my boy? You there's such an exhibition of bravery I have never seen. I decided to put you in my new picture, The Pirate Story.
Gosh, Mr. Von Krell. You mean I'm going to play a swashbuckling, shark-fighting hero?
Swashbuckler? No. No, you see, I'm making it a baseball picture about the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I want that you should play the umpire.
This is Network Replay.